Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got another great show, a little heads up on some of the things that are happening on your planet right now. I'm over in Maui, and I'm just fresh out of the ocean, so I'm feeling great. And I was talking to some of the people with the Shaka movement that's actually put together a moratorium. It's actually a ban, basically, on GMOs and shutting that down altogether. This isn't about labeling or food labeling or anything else. This is banning them altogether, which is really what needs to happen. And the people voted, the people spoke, and it passed, the moratorium on it, and now Monsanto is trying to take it up into the federal courts and totally have it shut down with their federal connections. But it looks like the judge that was going to hear the case in the federal court actually dropped it, or he actually recused himself, but he kicked it to somebody else. So. And so there is a small victory there. A lot of people think it's totally done with and it's in, but it's not. These massive corporations have their programs and they have their lawyers and they have their billions. So, they're going to do their thing. But, it's just not, their stock is plummeting. Everybody's finding out about them. There's 160 countries that have actually banned the GMOs. So people are waking up and it's just, a foregone conclusion that they are going to be out of the picture very soon. So that's what I see. The way things are going, it might take a little while. They can stall things, but the good news is I don't see them as really going too much further, doing too much more damage on the planet because they are being ousted. There's a few other things. We've got an X-class flare coming in. So if you're feeling a little woozy, a little wobbly, you're feeling a little irritable, are tired, that's what these things do. So we do have a major X-class flare, whacking us on the planet right now. Some more good news is New York banned fracking. So, there's hope, when you see whole states banning fracking. I mean, that should be a global thing, but looks like people are figuring out about fracking. People are tired of turning on their tap and having gas come out of their water and watching all their livestock, the hair fall off the livestock because of all the poisons that they put into the ground to do the fracking. So anyway, that's another, kudos to New York. They actually banned the fracking, which is great. That's another little feather in our cap, that's coming together. I wanted to talk a little bit too about this global reset and the other funding. To give people a little heads up, there's so much information out there. A lot of it is misinformation. Some of it's disinformation. It's a real mess. But the truth is, and I'm getting this from the highest levels. I mean, I've talked to the big cheese. I won't say who he is, but and some of the other smaller cheeses. They're involved in this, and they're not really happy with all the information put out about the gold and the. And what's happening, the movement of the gold and things like that, because it's actually messing things up. So there's so much misinformation and people trying to jump on the bandwagon and attach the gold, which is coming in to help prop up the U.S. dollar and things like that. They're attaching it to their projects and their programs, and they don't even know the families. They don't even know where this gold is going or what's going to be done with it. And on the highest level, they are talking very spiritually. It's a very spiritual thing. They want to take this money and use it to, feed the hungry, to provide homes, to provide alternative technologies, healing technologies, fuelless energy technologies, all of this. It's all geared towards humanitarian purposes. And there's a lot of people that believe they're going to get their $1 billion or $1 million, and they're going to get their brand new condo and their new car and their new Ferrari and all these other things. And they're totally missing the point. And they're not happy about that because, all of these people are jumping on the bandwagon and saying that they're going to be distributing the gold, and they're not. And so, don't get your hopes up. I mean, it is an amazing event that's happening. This is happening. The Federal Reserve has been pretty much taken over, the IMF. And basically, it's a very good thing that's happening. These are very benevolent, very spiritually advanced families that are coming in to help straighten out the mess. And so we have to realize America is a mess. It's an extreme mess. I hate to burst your bubble, but it is so corrupt. It's such a mess. And, with the banksters and everything else going on, it's going to take some time to unravel that mess. And they don't want to just crash everything and have everybody running amok, and riots and all. They're trying to avoid all that. So I would just be patient and don't get false hopes that you're going to get your billion-dollar check in the mail. That may not happen. That's not the way it's coming together. So it's very important to realize that there is going to be a lot of money for people that are doing the work, that are doing the awakening and healing work, and that's where this is going. So anyway, they're just from the family, I know that they're just a little upset on other people getting involved and being go-betweens when they don't have that position, and it gives people false hope. Which is sad, and so a lot of people are waiting for this big check to come, and meanwhile they're losing their homes, they're losing their cars, they're out of work, and it's time to get moving, do something, we got to do our own part, we got to work on that. So that's kind of a segue into what I want to talk about today, and I know I sent a quick little blast out on the email list about WeShare crowdfunding. And eSETI is getting involved in the WeShare crowdfunding, and the work there is quite interesting. And when you look into how this works, and it's kind of a pay it forward situation where we're really sponsoring other people's dreams. And when you sponsor other people's dreams, your dream gets taken care of, whatever that may be. And so, it's everything from getting out from underwater for mortgages. It's about getting your teeth fixed. It's about drilling a well for some little village that has no water. I mean, there's all different things, growing food, making contact, with higher dimensional beings. You name it. I mean, whatever your dream is, this is a way that we can all work together and support each other and making this dream happen. So, we jumped into this WeShare crowdfunding, and I wanted to bring some people on to talk a little bit about how, we can manifest our dreams by supporting each other's dream, and it's quite an amazing process, and that's why we got involved with it. So without any further ado, I've got Miles here and Aiden to help us understand how this works, and it's just a bold new approach to it's a different program that's getting rid of the bankster program and it's not enslaving everybody through debt, and actually it's doing the opposite. So, without any further ado, I don't know who wants to go first and talk about it. Aiden, do you want to chip in or Miles?
Well, maybe we should start with what crowdfunding is.
That's a good one. Yeah. What is crowdfunding?
Well, by Forbes magazine, crowdfunding is the next big trend. It says crowdfunding, through Wikipedia, crowdfunding is the practice of funding a project or venture by raising monetary contributions from a large number of people, typical via the internet.
And basically that's what we're doing. You're using the massive power of the internet to connect and hook up and share dreams. I would imagine that's how that works. And people, by funding other people's dreams, our dreams get funded.
That's correct, James. Yeah, people funding people. It's a whole new global economy. It's this year alone, it will reach over $10 billion. In 2012, through the Jobs Act, Congress deemed crowdfunding legal, and in that year, it was $2.7 billion of people funding people. Last year, it went to 5.1. And Facebook was 5.9 billion last year. So this year it's going to be 10 billion. So
Wow.
it's outfunding and what Facebook is, and that's pretty huge, isn't it?
Oh yeah, bigger than Facebook. That's amazing. You know, I haven't even heard about it, which kind of blew me away. This is new to me and something that big going on. It's another way. I mean, we are gonna there is gonna be a global reset. We are gonna get out from under this massive debt and everything else. But this is another program where we can also get out from under debt and assist each other again, as I said before, and manifesting your own dreams.
AARP is endorsing crowdfunding for retirees, a way for retirees to raise money. And the World Bank is saying within 10 years, it will go from a 10 billion this year to 100 billion
Wow.
global economy. And it's worldwide. We are in 80 languages, so we can really reach out to help a lot of people enhance a lot of lives around the world.
It seems like these programs that are in alignment with unity consciousness and people working together and helping each other are flourishing right now. It's amazing, and it seems the old program, the debt enslavement and enslavement through dependency, all those programs are folding in on themselves. Yeah, I think that's a good note. Actually, these things are moving forward, and then giving people, an alternative way of being financially stable, at the same time, getting their dreams financed and helping other people at the same time. So it's almost like replacing the old paradigm with something new that's actually beneficial to everybody.
Maybe Aiden will explain what makes our platform different from the so many. Aiden, how many platforms are there in the world these days of crowdfunding?
Well, Miles, there's at least 500 platforms that have appeared on the internet in the last few years. I mean, the primary ones out there that are really well known, if you're aware of crowdfunding, and some people never heard of crowdfunding, but they know of these websites, but they don't know that it's called crowdfunding. And one of the biggest ones out there, Miles, is called Kickstarter. Another one's called Indiegogo. Another one's called GoFundMe. And these are very big sites. I think Kickstarter hit $1 billion this year just for itself. And what's so inspirational about them is, again, it's like what you said, it's a new economy that's arising that's based on people helping people. And it's a way of raising money for any worthy project, whether you're starting a business or for personal needs. There's just so many different things you can use it for. And going to the internet and sharing that and getting funded by the crowd, which is the global community. And this year Kickstarter did about $1 billion. That's really amazing. And Indiegogo is even just about neck and neck with it. And so what happened was, these are really amazing because you don't get in debt. You're not borrowing money and paying interest, like say for student loans or for any kind of startup of a business or for anything. If you get funded through crowdfunding, it's not It's there's no debt involved. There's no payback where you have to pay back the bank and pay interest for the rest of your life on something. So it really is a new economy that's arising. And what makes us so different than all these 500 platforms that are out there is that what's similar about all of those is that they charge a fee to be up on the platform. The money that you raise, you have to pay a certain percentage of them. Of that money to those platforms and those companies that are hosting you. And in our community crowdfunding platform, there's absolutely no fees. So right there, there's a great benefit of not having to pay any fees. But more important than that is all of those other platforms, you kind of have to do it on your own. You're getting support of having the platform and some people looking at it. But for them to actually see your project, because many of these sites have thousands of projects on it, they're not going to see your project unless you direct them to exactly, which is your replicated site for them to see your project, connection. And unless you're able to drive literally hundreds of thousands of people to see it, you will not get the 2 or 3,000 donations that you need in order to fund it. So even though it's working really well, only about 15% of the projects are really getting funded. Now, they're getting funded so well that it's $10 billion this year, but still 85% of the projects just go unfunded because they don't have, people don't have the ability to get the eyeballs and the traffic of people, enough people to raise money to make them, you know, work. And so this new platform is being created right now. It's called WeShare crowdfunding. And what they're doing that's so special is that they've applied a collaborative basis of it. It's a sharing. We've created an intentional community, and it's global. It's all over the world. And by just introducing a handful of people, James, that would like to raise money for their own projects, and they make a small contribution to your project to participate, it kind of snowballs forward from that, and you eventually reach from that handful, because they find a handful of people, and in three or four generations of growth, there's potentially hundreds if not thousands of people in that community. And since it's all based on sharing contributions, you can now receive from hundreds if not thousands of people contributions. So it's kind of raising the whole level of the crowd. It's kind of like a tide rising. And, you know, we have a website that you can actually go see exactly how this works. I believe, James, you're participating in that, and you have your own website around this. So, if, you know, anyone around the world is looking to raise money for any purpose, really, and, you know, you just really would like to have a new way of getting funded for your living an inspired life, your vision, your dream, or just covering needs that you have, we really have a mechanism for that to do, where you can do it collaboratively all together.
Yeah, we put that up on the website at BBS Radio. So if you go to the As You Wish talk radio site on Station 1, you know, all that information will be there. Or you can just go to UFOJames.com. Basically, it's UFO like the ships and James.com, and to get more information on that. You know, there's a lot of things I really like about this is that we can actually. Some of my friends that I brought and got involved with it, they right away, they funded them, you know, they funded themselves, they funded friends, they're already paying it forward. And they also have processes where they're giving people, you know, tickets, you know, so they can get in that don't have money to help them, you know, with their projects and things like that. I don't know if this is a good time to explain a little bit how that process works, or should we save that for later?
You know, I think right now, James, the first step really is to go to that website. And there are a couple videos. There's about three or four videos on it. They're short and they're very clear. And by the time you watch them, you'll really understand what it's about, because it takes a little time to just understand how the donation distribution formula actually works. And take a little time and watch those wherever you are in the world. This is very worldwide. The main thing that really is interesting about it is it brings in the concept of multiplication as opposed to addition. Like all the other crowdfunding sites that are out there that are doing quite well actually right now, and I believe we'll end up being the new Google of crowdfunding kind of, because we definitely have a much more powerful concept of a way of helping people. They're all based on what I call addition. In other words, if you find five people to share and make a donation to your project, then you go find another five, and then you go find another five, and then you go find another five. Well, you add them all together, and that's 25 donations you've received. Ours is based on multiplication. You find five, and then you help them find five each, and then they each help bring in five, and it multiplies, because it's five times five times five, and then you're basically receiving from 125 people as they move through the donation distribution formula. So instead of having to go find 125 people through one at a time, you only have to find five, and you've already reached 125 people that you're going to participate in donations. It's based on collaboration instead of competition.
Mm-hmm. And I know, Aiden, like myself and like James, we're always, you know, to visualize our dreams. The crowdfunding, when you put up your project, it's like your dream board, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's so much. I call it living an inspired life. And, you know, we all get very caught up in survival and just needs sometimes. And we lose sight of our dream and what our real vision is of what we're really wanting to do. You know, and it's important to cover the basics. We all want to have a comfortable and safe home to live in, drive a safe vehicle, feel like we can retire, that our medical needs are covered and the people we love are safe. But after that, we all have a vision of something that we want to do and share, whether it's helping animals or children or sharing a spiritual beliefs with people or working with the environment. I mean, there's so many different ways that people express that. And by putting that up as your project, you know, the basics combined with your vision, I call it really like a dream board, like you said, Miles. It's living an inspired life and then being open to receiving the funding for that because of being part of a collective, collaborative community. It's extremely powerful, and we're seeing people. We had one gentleman who joined only 2 months ago who's already raised, you know, six figures for his project only by, you know, sharing this with 12 people. And, you know, he's really helping the Philippines with all the problems that happened over there with the typhoons that have been happening there, and people have lost their homes. He's created a project to really help them as well as some of his dreams. He's into aviation, and he wants to create a school for teaching people to fly. And so that's a big passion of his. It's a business, but it's also a passion. He loves flying, and he wants to have an aviation school. So he's well on the way already within 60 days, and there's no debt. He doesn't have to pay any money or interest. And he's done that with 12 people that he, you know, shared. And they're getting their projects now funded. So we're all like, as I said, it's a tide rising where the whole community, instead of just traditional crowdfunding where the crowd funds a project, this funds the crowd. That's what's so different. Like the whole crowd starts to elevate together collectively. And it's a really unique model. And you really have to watch the video to really see exactly how the math works and the formula works. But it's brilliant. And I think you'll really, really enjoy watching some of those videos, and it'll become very clear. And we can do this globally with everybody. You know, everyone can get share with the resources of wherever they are.
Mm-hmm. I know that some of the projects I've been traveling, and some of the things that down in Mexico, there's two healing centers down there that could really use some funding, and they're doing cutting edge work down there, but they don't have the equipment they need to really go forward with some of it. But they, you know, they're doing colonics, they're doing zappers and magnetic beds and a thing called a papimi machine that just zaps any virus or bacteria in your body. It's amazing. They're even doing stem cell and ozone therapies and just all the amazing things that actually work that have been banned in the U.S., are there, and some other technologies too, like fuelless energy technologies, some of the colloidal metals and angstroms, you know, just, I mean, I can go on in meeting all these people, and then they need funding, and these are real game changers, the technology they have to offer the world. You know, it's sad right now, you know, on a weird note. It's a little sad because we can't use those technologies here in the States, but you know, that I think eventually in this shift, we're getting this global shift where everybody's coming together and unifying, that it's just a matter of time before all these other technologies come out. And you know, I'm going to turn them on to crowdfunding and say, hey, you know, and if I get major funding, I'm going to go down there and fund them, you know, at the same time, because that's part of my project, you know. But, you know, it's, there's so many ways that we can put this project, to, you know, to use in a very good way that can really turn this planet around and just take care of our basic needs and fund our dreams as well on top of that. So that's what I loved about it. It's not about trying to get something. It has a more spiritual approach where you're actually, you know, paying forward. You're helping others fund their dream, and then your dream gets funded. And it's a whole new mindset. And I kind of like the way that's set up.
Yeah, you've always helped inspire people and educate them and empower. And so here we're, like you said, it's a perfect fit, enhancing lives, mm-hmm. And in turn enhancing your own through enhancing the lives of others and living as as Aiden said, a more inspired life and getting people to dream again. A lot of us, some basic needs. So like you said, dental and medical and funding student loans or paying off student debts and getting freed up. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful model. And it's very unique for crowdfunding, this We Share crowdfunding. And like Aiden said, at your site, at that site, ufojames.com or Galactic Crowdfunding, mm-hmm. but ufojames.com, it has a good video there and actually a few to help explain it. And there's a contact page there.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that are listening to this show. Some people are going, oh, that's a pyramid. That's just another pyramid, or this is another infomercial, you know, or something like that. I mean, I can already feel the pulse on some of that. I'm sure I'm going to get some emails concerning that. But this is a whole different animal. And two, it's, you know, I think about all my life, as Miles said, I've been helping others heal and clear and get connected to their own God self and other dimensional beings. And I really think about it. I've geared my energy so much to helping others. In a way, I was a little imbalanced, you know, and nothing was coming back. And so, you know, you get overextended. But I love this situation because the more you do help others, the more you get help yourself, you know, and you get covered. So it's just a whole different animal. I'd love to get maybe your comments on why this is just not another pyramid or just another MLM or something like that.
Well, James, you know, one of the key pieces to this is that, like crowdfunding, the number one, it's not a lot of money in the donations. You can start with as little as $10. Most people are doing 200. That's our max. And you can, but 50 works really well too. And 100% of that goes to your project. There's no pyramid in that. It's 100% of that goes to your project, so the person that referred you. And then it's only if you choose to be part of the intentional community that you use part of that to go forward. But that's all that ever comes out of pocket. And the leverage that happens through that multiplication that I said, it's really beautiful because, you know, I know, James, for instance, you know, you have a large community that follows you, and they're going to have a lot of success by hooking their wagon up to, you know, yours, essentially. And by, you know, by being participant in your community and doing this, there's very little risk. Everything that they give will help the projects that you're supporting and promoting. And that then in turn allows them to receive from projects that come after from the few that they refer. And as I mentioned with our friend from the Philippines, who was our first, you know, six-figure receiver for his project, and he did that in 62 days, he only really referred 12 people. That's not very many. And most crowdfunding sites, when you go to Kickstarter or Indiegogo, and you look at projects that reach six figures like that, usually they're 2,000 to 4,000 contributions that happen. They had to find 2,000 to 4,000 people. And in his case, it was only 12. So that he started with, and that it just grew in that multiplication formula that I shared and that you'll see in the video. So very little risk here. 100% goes to the project that you give it to. And it's a very small amount. And it's not a pyramid in any way. It's crowdfunding. And it's a new economy, and it's participating in a $10 billion industry right now, which is this new economy of crowdfunding, and it's incredibly beautiful. I mean, it's a really beautiful thing.
I know a lot of people are just so programmed to be enslaved through debt, and they think, oh, if I get involved in this, I'm going to owe all this money, and it's actually the opposite. You know, you make all this money comes back to you, and it's hard for people to realize that is a possibility because we have been, you know, enslaved through dependency, and we're operating out of lack consciousness, and we're seeing the way the old system has worked and what it's done to people. And for those that are having those feelings, you know, you might want to just take a look at that, you know, and do a little meditation on it, do a little clearing work, and then take another look at this crowdfunding and see, you know, how this works for you and how, you know, this is not going to enslave you in debt, you know, and keep stacking more debt on you, like, you know, our present monetary system. This is actually works in the opposite fashion, you know, which I really like about it. And you know, the good news is, I mean, this is a little off the subject. The good news is that whole debt society, that whole program is going away. I mean, it's collapsing in on itself. And this seems to be like a pretty good alternative, you know, to get involved in, you know, versus the stock market or some other crazy thing. I just, you know, to me, I feel the stock market is like a casino. And when you go to a casino, you look at those massive buildings, you know, and they didn't build those buildings by people losing money. And the same thing, the stock market. The stock market didn't get so massive and people didn't get so fat by people, you know, going in there and just cashing in and making money. You know, a lot of people had to lose for the other people to gain. And it's kind of a sad situation. It's more of a predatory parasite situation where this is just a whole different animal, because what we have here is as we're saying before, it's a community of people helping people, not, you know, if you have that mindset of what's in it for me and how can I capitalize on this and how can I you know, feed off of this or prey on others to make my buck first, or you probably shouldn't get involved in this in any way whatsoever, because you're not the kind of people that we'd want in the community. But you know, what I really like about this is just a whole different animal, and it's a completely different approach to a monetary system or funding or you know, to help people manifest their dreams.
I know you have had a lot of challenges over there at the ranch, and the SETI has its program up. Mm-hmm. That if they go to ufojames.com and put in your contact information, you'll be able to send them the link to your project page. And I don't know if you wanted to share anything about that. I mean, just like for you, it was nice to write it all down. God loves you and wants what you want. Universe loves you and wants what you want. When the more we all know those laws of the secret, the more we can visualize, let alone emotionalize, the faster the universe aids us in manifesting these dreams. And now we have this extra tool, wouldn't you say, with WeShare?
Yeah, and we've got some of the projects that we're doing there are just amazing. We're going to do an aquaponics program there as a teaching platform to teach other people how to grow their own food and raise fish and do things of that nature. We've got a lot of repairs on the buildings. You know, every winter, you know, at the end of winter and spring, you know, we're fixing roofs and fixing pipes and massive cleanup and things like that. So we need funds in that direction. And then, you know, with the teaching section of it, you know, we have the conferences and classes and things. And so we're going to set up a whole system to where we can actually go online and provide these classes and these teachings around the world. And we have, you know, if people go to our website, you can see that we have the best of the best. We have the top people in almost every field that come to the ranch and share their information. And that could get out to the world as well. And, you know, so we're going to put together a really nice network, you know, so we can live feed and we can send this information out. And we've got to put in all new phone lines and all new the gophers or some little creatures have seemed to have eaten our phone lines, you know, so we've got to redo that. And we've got some other, you know, quite a few other projects on there we need to and we're looking, you know, if things permit, you know, if things really take off, we're actually looking at putting a step pyramid in as both an energy kind of a reservoir, and it's going to be built to certain specs. It's going to be amazing, but when we put this thing together, the step pyramid, it'll have a platform actually where ships could land on it, and it'll function in a lot of other different ways on creating, you know, harmony in the area. That pyramids do that. They help balance the area, and they send out, you know, resonators. And the ranch is already an incredible resonator. It's a very well-known power spot, and it's a stargate. And so, and we're also putting together a consulate. We're setting things up on a very big scale. And the powers that are going out, the new powers that are coming in and taking over, are fully aligned with the higher dimensional beings. And they're fully aligned with ending poverty and ending disease and and moving forward and you know, creating abundance and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. That's their alignment. And so so this is plays an integral part in that, you know, with they love it, you know. So basically what we're seeing is that you know, we had some really rocky moments there. We had a lot of attacks, a lot of counties trying to shut us down, like everything trying to go down. And we tried another one. We tried GoFundMe, and we had to cover, you know, our legal expenses and all the other problems we had, and that worked great. We've had tremendous support from the community. You know, everybody's going, don't give up, hold on, you know, stay there, and amazing support. And I think the same thing is going to happen with the WeShare crowdfunding, you know, that people are going to, you know, really want to get involved in this and take off. And what I like about this is in the other case, people were just funding us to deal with the tyranny that we were dealing with. And this is this is a different animal. This is people will be funding their own dreams. And by funding their own dreams, you know, it's going to assist us in creating our dream as well. So it's a win-win situation all the way around.
That's an important point, James. One of the things that I found a little resistance from people with crowdfunding, and I actually found it in myself too. I've never really had the posture where I felt comfortable with like getting a handout or, you know, asking like, oh, could you give to something, give to something I was trying to create, like, you know, having your hand out or your hat out. And that really is the way GoFundMe and all the different crowdfunding projects really are, like, can you make a contribution to this project? And with what we're doing with this community crowdfunding kind of platform, and as I mentioned, collaboratively, it's not really about looking for contributions for your project as much as finding people and helping them get in touch with their inspired life and their dreams and projects, and then helping them succeed. And in helping them succeed, yours gets taken care of on its own accord because of the way the donation distribution formula works. And so it's kind of magical in the sense of now I'm all about service, not about I'm in need. It's not like I'm looking for a handout or contributions. It's really about who can I help and how can I help them get their projects met and really help work them with them to have that happen. And in doing that, if we all get brought along forward because of the way the formula works. And so, you know, really do take a moment to watch some of those videos. I think you'll be very inspired by the collaborative nature of it, and it's all based on service.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was thinking about that. For 30 years, I've been working on, you know, in service mode, you know, holding eSeti together and paying for everything through my own book sales and DVD sales and things of that nature, and just covering everything. And then this came along, and it was really a good lesson for me when we came into all the attacks from the tyrants, you know, trying to shut things down and everything. It was a good lesson on me that I can't do this alone, is that this is just too big, and it needs to get big. It needs to grow, and it needs to flourish. And, you know, I had to let go of that, of not, you know, allowing assistance from others and realizing that, you know, it's this concerns the whole planet. You know, this is a planetary thing, and you know, I need to take some of the burden off my own shoulders. And that's what I know the when we got the major funding to help, you know, get rid of all the legal problems and all the other stuff we went through, people just came out of the woodwork, and not just funding, but top people in the legal field stepped up to the plate and alternative legal methods and things like that. And you know, things work themselves out, and it's great. And so it's a good lesson for me to realize I don't have to do this all on my own. I don't have to carry this. And there was a point, you know, where I was looking at eSeti going, you know, I can't do this anymore. This is just too much of a burden. This is too big. I need to get some good people, some good solid people in there to help. And definitely it needs some funding, you know, we'll continue, you know, making, you know, having workshops and classes and conferences and with the book sales and the DVD sales. That helps. You know, if we are going to grow and expand and reach, you know, the global community and really make a dent in things, you know, it's you know, I have to let go of some of my programs, my old programs. And you know, this WeShare thing fits right into that. It's forcing me to look at some of my old programs and heal them, and at the same time be open to a different way, you know, another way of operating.
Yeah,
even for yourself, there's a real need for more funding just to print more of the books, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, the books are down, and we're trying to figure out how we're going to print the next round of books. And I have a new book that's coming out that I want to get out there right away, that's covering all the shifts and changes and on a global scale and who's who in the universe and everything. It's amazing book, you know, and talks about the history and how we got all screwed up and how to get out of this mess that we're in. So it's like it's the fourth book, and so, you know, just reprinting the three books and then getting the fourth book printed is quite a task. I mean, it's a huge expenditure, and so, you know, this project, I'm sure, hopefully will help you know, alleviate that problem as well, so I can continue to serve and get the books out and the DVDs and everything else that we're, you know, sending around the world. It's a global network already. We're sending books and DVDs and around the world, and it's a internationally known hotspot, you know, for higher dimensional activities, with a long history of it. I mean, even Kevin Arnold spotted the ships when they landed on the western slopes of Mount Adams, and he coined the word flying saucers. So there's a long, long history of activity for those people that are kind of rolling their eyeballs right now about contact and ships. And one other thing, I mean, I'm going off the subject a little bit, but they just had a mass sighting in Texas, and they did a poll on it. And they asked people, do you believe, you know, in extraterrestrial intelligence, or do you believe UFOs are real? 99% of the people said yes. You know, so now this isn't some fringe conspiracy thing. I mean, this is 99% of the people know that we are being visited and UFOs are real. So, you know, it's time to step up and go to the next level. Okay, we've proven they're real. People have been informed. They realize they are real. So next step is, who are they? Why are they here? And how can they help us, you know, in going forward? And that's our project, is bringing this information and technologies and things that will assist Earth in, you know, resetting herself and cleaning up the air and the water and the land and getting back on track, you know, get Eden back on the books, basically.
Well, just like in that movie Hook, I always love that one with Robin Williams. Uh-huh. And there was the old man, he couldn't, they thought he was looked kind of crazy. He was always looking for his marbles, but that's where he hit his dreams. So once he found his marbles, he was able to
fly
get back to Neverland. And uh-huh. So, yeah, we're here to help James and help you and Aiden too, and to help you get in touch with your dream and help it make it a reality through this We Share crowdfunding platform.
Help us find our marbles again. We lost our dream marbles, you know, and it's time to bring those back, you know, and get back. You know, and there's this hope, you know, this is just one thing that's happening. It's a major thing, but, you know, there's hope right now. A lot of shifts are happening on a very big level, and this whole enslavement program is coming to an end, you know, and there is a lot of cleanup and a lot of things that have to be done, so it's not going to happen as fast as some people would like, but, you know, this is something that's happening right now that people can get involved in, and you know, you don't have to wait, you know, for this huge reset and all these other things to trickle down and, you know, and happen. This is something we can do right now. Do you have any other questions, or do you have any other input, Aiden, or?
No, I think we covered everything really well, and I just love your vision, and, you know, the only thing I'm always wondering is how we can participate in even the bigger community. I mean, I think globally, and I love that you think like galactically.
Yeah.
And I wonder how we can make this part of that, you know, all of what we're doing and sharing. I think by setting example, by really working collaboratively and creating community, an intentional community of where we're really helping each other, I think sends a strong signal to the universe to that we're maybe mature enough to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you really think about it too, is that, you know, we've done so much damage to this planet. And, you know, with the, you know, Fukushima, you've got the Gulf oil spill, you know, you've got, I mean, I can go on and on, just the pollution, you know, the water, you know, the drinking water has 650 to 850 carcinogens in it, and most tap water. you know, the chemtrails. I mean, all this stuff, you know, the mess that we've created, the constant mess, you know, even the depleted uranium, all these things can be cleaned up. And there is technology here on the planet right now that can do that. I mean, Keshi and some of these other people are touching the edge of this. But you can imagine if we have it, if people have figured this out, how to clean this up here and now, and if they got funded and started moving forward, you know, what an awesome planet this would be. But then you take somebody that might be, you know, 1,000, 1,000,000, even 1 billion years ahead of us and add their technology to the situation. There's no reason why they can't totally restore the planet and reset it, you know, back to Eden. And I think they're just waiting for us to get back in touch with our dreams and get very clear on who we are and why we're here and choose to live under universal law and be kind to each other and the planet. And once we do that on a more massive scale, they can step in and work with this. You know, people ask me, why don't they land on the White House lawn? And I always tell them there's no intelligent life there. There's no reason to land there because, you know, they don't have an open heart, you know, open mind, pure intent and a loving heart. You know, they haven't met the prerequisites for contact with these extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings. So there's no reason for them to land on the White House lawn. They are going to, you know, work with other communities and more spiritual communities and work on that level because as we know, the government will, you know, twist them, create fear around them. They'll create a religion around them. And then it'll just be another misinformation enslavement program. And with the go-between, and you know, we don't need that anymore. We've already done all those programs, and time to try something different. Do you have anything else, Miles, to add? Or you've got some projects that you're looking at, and I know, Aiden, you've got some projects. I don't know if you want to share some of the projects that you're working on, or.
Well, sure. I kind of have a collage for my project. The initial part of it is, you know, I'm really working on getting my basic covered, which is the mortgage on my home. Things kind of changed over here in Hawaii, and things got really turned upside down economically on housing, and you know, what we pay for our houses got cut in half. But we were stuck with the original mortgages. And so, you know, part of my project is really getting that turned around and getting support in that, putting solar panels, because I really want to participate in not being part of the oil-based community. And I've actually put the solar panels up. So far this has been helping me. It's been very, very instrumental in making me be able to go forward with that. So I am now running my house with solar panels. And then the last piece of that collage is that I really am inspired about helping other people become financially independent and so that they're free to really do their dreams and the works that they want to be doing. So I spend a lot of time really helping and supporting other people in this project and therefore receiving funds so that they're free. And so that's my biggest vision, is helping other people become free.
I know you've really helped us. I mean, you put a lot of time and energy into eSETI and helping us get involved in this too, which I want to totally, you know, express my appreciation for that. And I know Miles is putting a lot of energy into getting this thing going. It's all about service and the only backlash I see to this is by helping others, you get funded, you get your dreams come true. I mean, that's, you know, there's always backlash, and when you do things, there's an old saying, no good deed goes unpunished, but this is the totally exact opposite, where good deeds actually get rewarded, you know, and we need to shift into that mindset of get away from the old program, you know, the old tyranny-based program where you do get punished for trying to educate people and enlighten people and even heal people. You know, that, and unfortunately, that old paradigm exists, but it's fallen apart rapidly. And now we can just switch it around and completely turn the tables and reverse that to where, you know, all this service and all these good deeds can be rewarded.
Yeah, we... one project, it's more like a collage, like what Aiden was saying for himself, freeing Ramona, my wife, to do her artwork again. You know, when you still have a looming mortgage over your head and other things. Sometimes it's just doesn't allow the creative energy to flow as well. And we have other dreams too, of helping children. There's some programs that we help out with where whatever you put forth to this project, the model, it matches your donation to feed children around the world in need and feed them quality nutrition, you know, non-GMO, no herbicides, pesticides, no, you know, preservatives, good food, wholesome food. And they put it into a food bar. So we have a project on that. Mm-hmm. And inspirational speaker Zig Ziglar said, if you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want. Mm-hmm. So this is just, I've never seen such a perfect model for helping each other that I see with this.
So you're not going to give him a McDougal's gift card or Jacques in the Box gift card? You're actually going to feed him some wholesome food. That's great. You know, we only have about 5 minutes left. We're coming up to the end of the hour. So, you know, I definitely want to thank you, Aiden, for coming on and bringing some clarity and Miles. If you want to check it out, the situation here that we're putting forth, you can go to ufojames.com and that'll give you all the information. And I know, is there something else they need to do that would help them understand more about it? I mean, that would just go to my project page.
That would just take them to a site for information.
Okay.
And then from there, we can share with them, if they put their contact information, get a hold of us, we can share more and we can take them to your project page. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be correct, Aiden?
Yeah, I think the best thing is just to go over to ufojames.com and watch all the videos and see. It really does. It's interesting because I know we're speaking a little around the actual details. And the reason is that you kind of have to see it visually and, you know, have it explained how the donation distribution formula that does create basically an intentional community and work collaboratively. I know those sound like a jargon and words, but when you actually watch the videos and see it in detail and concrete, it will totally make sense. And when that kind of the dime drops, it becomes crystal clear, it's super inspirational because it's one of the most brilliant concepts I've ever seen. It's based on a win-win, very simple, there's no risk in this, and great, great benefits potentials for everybody. So it's really worth watching a couple of those videos and really seeing what that is. We're not trying to hide it. It's a little complicated to say it with words. You kind of have to see the visuals to follow it. And take the time to do that. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, all the different steps, you know, and how you move up the ladder, everything is explained in those videos and the whole process. Again, I think it's awesome that the way it's set up is by helping others, you help yourself. And I like that paradigm, you know, and also too, you know, good deeds do go rewarded, you know, forget about the old paradigm and, you know, change into this new paradigm. And we need to realize that, you know, yeah, we've been screwed quite a few times and all these other programs, but, you know, we need to let that go and not live in the past, release the past and look at this with the Buddha mind is what I call, you know, without all the other programs, you know, running and with the clear mind and just see how it works for you. And if it works for you, great. You know, we'd love to welcome anybody who wants to join to the community. Anything else? We've got just 1 minute left before we part.
You came across with love like that. And it's really about that. It's just, let's reach out, help you get in touch with your dream, and then let's make it a reality together. Mm-hmm. We'll be here to answer any more questions with contact. Right there on your site, you have first contact, so they can contact you, and we can always then do a private call later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, answer any more of the questions.
Or a Skype screen share.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Aiden, for helping us explain this and coming on the show. And I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
Well, thank you. My pleasure, James. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we're hit the end of the hour, folks. This is James Gilliland with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. And, you know, keep your heart open and let that love flow and know that there is hope and things are changing very rapidly. And this is just one of many things that we can get involved in. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, you got to take that first step and move forward. And whatever project you're doing, you know, it's the first law of miracles is that you got to do something. You got to take the first step and put your energy into it and do all you can. And then the miracle happens. So, you know, we'll see where this all goes. And I really hope everybody, you know, wants to join this community. And if you don't, we still love you. It doesn't matter. So anyway, we're gonna go global with this. So anyway, I guess that's it for the show. We'll see y'all later on the flip side. Tune in next Saturday, and we'll have another new show with another new guest. Good night.